I'm Anka from MedRise Studio, and this is the place to be to hear about the latest Web3 trends in healthcare. In today's episode, we're diving into the heart of decentralized science, the revolution that is changing the way that we address science, research, and medicine, with an organization that is leading the way, VitaDAO. This project has channeled $4.2 million into groundbreaking longevity research, while also growing a community that's reached over 11,000 members. That's really impressive. And who better to guide us through the intricacies of such an influential organization than Eleanor Davis, the steward of VitaDAO's Longevity Dealflow Working Group. Eleanor, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Anka. I'm super excited to be here and to tell you, your listeners, the world about VitaDAO and how we're looking to disrupt the field in longevity biotech and also in financing novel biotech innovations more generally. So we're super excited to jump into the conversation.
You guys are doing such an amazing work, and I'm so excited for my audience to hear all about it and to maybe understand how it works under the hood. Because in previous episodes, we've uncovered what a DAO is and how it's guided by this very strong community where members can vote on decisions. But to kick off the conversation, maybe you could tell us more on the role of a steward within a DAO and also how the deal flow process is different from that of a traditional venture studio.
Of course. So I'll give a little bit of a brief as to what a steward is. So a steward is kind of similar to a manager or a head of department. So you're kind of responsible for overseeing and facilitating the people, the contributors, the members who do the scientific deal flow diligence, the sourcing, the evaluation. There's a lot of kind of management of stakeholders. There's also the setting of the strategy. So what it is that we're looking to fund, how we're going to do it, who we're going to bring in, how much capital we need as well. And also being the face of the DealFlow working group as well. So it's kind of, it's very operational. It's a lot of facilitation and coordination of talent in the DAO. The DAO is also huge. There are a lot of members, but there's also a huge pool of talent that is super excited, really eager to work on sourcing, diligencing, everything that falls under the hood of deal flow. So it's enabling people to work to their best within the confines of a DAO. So you're kind of tapping into the gig economy. You're doing what you do in a venture studio, and it's also on the blockchain. So you're kind of navigating the biotech side of things, the Web3 side of things, all under a new and novel type of structure. And you need to have a good knowledge of how it all works in practice in order to enable your members to do their best work.
Is there an equivalent for the role that you have in the DAO in a more traditional company?
Yeah, so I would compare it usually to an investment manager or say maybe a principal.
Except you were voted by the members of the DAO, right?
Correct, yes. There's a steward election where you have to basically write, so for me, what it is that you've achieved and also what you will continue to achieve in DealFlow, and then the members of the DAO will vote.
And how many people work with you in this workflow?
So in DealFlow specifically, there are roughly 700 people. So that covers applicants, working group members, scientific advisory board, service providers, vendors, everything that kind of falls under the hood of DealFlow.
Oh, that's quite impressive. That would be a massive organization if you were a traditional venture studio. And what's also impressive is that you funded 22 projects in this field of longevity research. And I'm just curious about how this happens. When a scientist approaches you with a project, can you walk us through the selection process and how funding is ultimately secured?
Sure. So basically, how DealFlow works in VitaDAO is you're pretty much bringing the decision-making process and the evaluation from a venture studio into the front end because we're a DAO and we're more open, we're more transparent. a key thing that I want to outline, though, is that any proprietary information that's not protected by, say, a patent or an NDA is not brought into the public domain. It's only high level. And this is to protect the secret source of the inventions or the company that we're looking into. So how a deal comes through is either an application or a referral, or it's somebody within the community. It will go through an initial pass. It's called a phase one vote, where everyone in the community who's active will give a vote on Discord. That's our platform. It's kind of like Slack. And then it will go on to, so if that passes, so two, maybe three people will in the working group with specific expertise and knowledge in the sector, proven knowledge as well, will be staffed on the project. So it's like super contained. So they'll work on the project. They'll conduct the diligence, scientific, commercial, IP, do a patent search, also agree the terms with the university, because we're kind of focusing more on translational projects and spinning them out. We did previously do equity, but that's kind of not our focus anymore. So once this is all done, they'll write something called a VDP, a Visa DAO Discourse Proposal. It's like an information memorandum. And that kind of talks about the project, the relevance, longevity, IP roadmap, budget, milestones, why, all those sorts of things. This goes on to our public discourse forum. And this is kind of where you get a lot of the community input, and you'll get a soft vote as well, just to kind of like test the waters as to whether it's something that Visa DAO is interested in financing or not. We'll also conduct a senior review, which is the key part of the diligencing process. So we'll get five key opinion leaders, industry veterans across, say, pharma, academia, biotech operations, VC, to conduct a thorough analysis of the project. And then they'll give us scoring criteria. And so there's an overall conviction score, which is like an aggregated score. And then there are other variables such as IP defensibility, relevance to longevity, team, these sorts of things. This informs the community, the broader community, to make a vote. So basically all the de-risking and all the analysis of a specific deal is done internally by experts who have deep experience in the field in order to inform the community to make a vote. And so once we've got this all set, including the deal terms, which is super important, this will go onto a platform called Snapshot, which is where you do your on-chain voting. And this is where the Vita token comes in. And then token holders will vote. You need a minimum of 10 Vita in order to vote. And then once the voting period is up, you'll be able to see whether a project has been voted in or not. And if it's basically a spin out, which is what we're looking at, which is what we're doubling down at the moment, so the translational projects, this will then go into the builder squad. So that's our kind of venture studio commercialization side. We'll be assigned a commercialization partner or builder squad lead. And then it's kind of a lot more centralized, where the builder works with the team to achieve the milestones and also tap into the Visa DAO community for any questions or requests for resources or recommendations for CROs, that sort of thing. And that's kind of how it works end to end.
It's fun because it's like you're explaining to me how this 100 years old industry is working, when in fact ours are so new and decentralized science is so new, but you already have such a set process. And I guess it just comes from the traditional way of doing things, but it's adapted to this new democratic process of funding research and scientific research. So it's really interesting. And one of the questions that I always get about DAOs, I think that this is what's interesting to most people, is what is the business model? And from what I understand, you acquire intellectual property rights from the projects that you finance. And this is what allows you to have your funding invested and secure also the long-term sustainability of this model.
Yeah, so I can talk a little bit about that as well. And aside from DealFlow, actually, we do also have a membership services platform, which is more direct to consumer, direct to Vita token holders. So members of the community who hold Vita can get access to a broad menu of different things for their own personal longevity, such as discounted access to longevity clinics, health insurance, access to endpoints news, certain supplements providers that we've partnered with as well. So that's another part of the DAO business model, which is also kind of taps into the token utility. so deal flow. So this kind of goes into the IPT side. So this is the intellectual property token. And so basically Visa DAO owns quite a sizable share of the IPTs. And this is also a part of the follow-on financing for our spin-outs as well. And this is also what makes us very unique. So basically, as you would in a traditional venture studio, the equity, once you're able to kind of exit, once Visa DAO exits from the IPTs, this kind of is where our ROI would come in. It's just a lot. So the time frame is shorter. It enables us to really bring in our resources in the make or break time of biotech asset building. And it also means that by using this type of different asset marketplace, we don't actually take any equity in the startups that we finance, only the IPTs. And it also means that it's super founder friendly, so that founders have more equity on the table. And then once institutional capital is brought in, then again, there's a lot more to play with. And then Visa DAO is kind of focused more on the crypto IPT side of things. There's also so a percentage with exchanges and also in the liquidity side of things as well, where we take a percentage of any tokens that are exchanged. And that also kind of feeds into the business model. And also a sidebar from that is that we sort of function like an evergreen fund, in that any profits, any gains from our deals, our portfolio spin-outs, then reinvested into the DAO and then refinanced into more longevity projects. So it kind of has this flywheel characteristic about it.
It's really interesting that you have all these multiple streams of income where it's not necessarily possible in a traditional venture studio to have all this. And it's enabled by the tokenomics and the tokens that are given to members. And it's really interesting to see that also these members participate to the project and to identifying projects and giving their opinions on whether or not you should fund them. But they also have a lot of benefits from being token holders that go far beyond just participating to the core business of the DAO. To conclude this, what were some of the challenges that you had to face? Because I can only imagine how difficult it must be to navigate in the scientific world where everything is so set in stone in terms of processes and players and so on.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And there have been some challenges, especially on the IPT crypto financing side, because it's very new and it's also quite complex. And it's not like not everyone understands the business model as well and how it works. So there's quite a lot of framing, and I think also just trust building with traditional institutions, especially university tech transfer offices. And that's been quite a challenge. But actually, once you kind of demystify the acronyms, the IPTs, the NFTs, and actually kind of relate it to how it looks in real world terms, then the feedback is actually extremely positive. So that's one thing. I'd say also we're quite an early stage organization. We've only been, our token launched in 2021. So 3 years we've been going just under. And, you know, there are still internal processes with scaling up, which are challenging. And one of those has been talent coordination in the DAO. So something for me, which has been really big, is operationalizing the processes that we have. So that it's super easy, super clear to join the DAO, understand where you fit in best, where your expertise is best matched, and be able to do your best work. So that's taken quite a while. But it's also, we're starting to see the fruits of our labors, and it's amazing. And I'd say lastly, again, like we're super new and not everyone knows about Visa DAO either, even though in the bubble, it feels as though everyone knows about Visa DAO. So just kind of bringing the word out there and telling people about Visa DAO as well. And so from scientists, researchers, to sponsors, to even government, that's also, you know, it takes time. As I said as well, it's been showing some really good traction. And it's a challenge at the moment, but there's going to be a lot of exciting things in the pipeline for the future, for the rest of this year and also onwards. So they're good problems to have.
I was recently at a conference where it was just pharma companies, and one of them talked about the way there are new models to fund innovation and projects, and they mentioned you. And so I think that shows that you're succeeding in getting into this very closed world of pharma innovation and pharma companies, which is endlessly more difficult to navigate than maybe even perhaps traditional science and so on. So you guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much for your time, Eleanor. And I hope you succeed in all the objectives and all the projects that you have. And we'll keep an eye on VitaDAO moving forward.
Thank you, Anka. It's been a real pleasure to join the podcast. And your audience, anybody listening, check out VitaDAO, join the Discord. Also, I'm super open to chatting as well and onboarding anybody into the space. So yeah, say hi and hear from you soon.
That's it for today. As always, I will see you soon for another Web3 adventure in healthcare.